Welcome to Overcoming Daily Channel. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and the notification bell icon and click on the option All Notifications so that you never miss out on any of our video uploads. May God Almighty bless you and increase the work of your hands in Jesus' name.
One of the many things God regularly forbids in the Bible is sexual sin, which can be seen throughout the entire book. Some individuals no longer view sex as something sinister or pure, but rather as something casual and enjoyable. I have used the words pure and sacred, which could surprise you. But it is, of course. Within the confines of marriage, you will perform a sacred and pure act when you indulge your sexual urge. Read what the Bible has to say about marriage. The marriage bed should remain undisturbed and honorable because God will judge and punish the unchaste, everyone guilty of sexual vice and adultery, according to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. Let marriage be regarded in honor, esteemed worthy, valuable of great price, and especially dear in all things. It is crucial to pay attention to God's instructions when the Old Testament, Jesus' teachings, and other New Testament books address the same topic again. For instance, while speaking about sexual immorality in the Old Covenant, God described it as an abomination in His eyes. Jesus Christ declared that it defiles a man in His teachings, and the apostles' writings referred to it as a transgression against the body. The devil, who is mortally opposed to man, has the intention of destroying him by all means necessary. The Bible explains that sex is the process by which a man and a woman become one flesh. Because of this, the devil will use his human emissaries to seduce men and women and drain them of their God-given potential. Regardless of whether you think so, the reality is that our physical environment is spiritual. Life also has a spiritual component to it. Businesspeople, politicians, entertainers, teachers, and other influential people understand and believe in the spirituality of life and the reality of this world. The majority make use of it to their advantage and fulfill their own objectives within their sphere of influence. The devil can end anyone's life with just 5 minutes of sexual pleasure, despite the fact that you may think these things are superstitious beliefs. The Apostle Paul has something to say about sexual sin to every Christian. Verse 15 to verse 18 of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Paul's advice for us on sexual immorality. You don't understand that your bodies are a part of Christ, do you? Should a man combine his body, which belonged to Christ, with that of a prostitute? Never. And don't you know that if a guy marries a prostitute, the Bible says the two are fused into one, making them one body? However, once one is united with the Lord, they become one spirit. Abstain from sexual sin. No other sin has such a blatant impact on the body as this one. As a transgression against one's own body, sexual immorality is. NLT. God is not only warning you to avoid and flee from any sort of immoral sexual behavior for Himself, but also to prevent you from damaging your body. It is known as fun or enjoyment by people all around the world. But as a Christian, you should be aware that the devil will use any excuse to grab you. You must resist giving in to your lusty desires as a result. Demons are waiting for you to succumb to the sexual temptation before they do anything to make your life more challenging. Diseases, impotence, weakened bodies, and other things like that. Your desire to have sex is waiting for the appropriate moment. That's marriage, then. And we are aware that having sex is what ties the marriage pact together. As we just read in the Bible, a man and a woman become one body through sexual activity. Consequently, you can envision what has happened to those who have had several sexual partners. even when you claim to only engage in sinful behavior with one partner. This is still wrong and a lie. You're being sold by the devil. It is considered stealing to have a sexual relationship with anyone who is not your wife in the eyes of God and man, because until you have been joined in marriage with that person, they are not legally yours. When do you start stealing things that aren't yours when you're single? Is the important question you should address. Why do you assume that if you get married, you won't still be unfaithful to your partner and continue to act immorally? God is omniscient and knowledgeable, and is aware of your best interests. Therefore, He does not warn you about something to hurt or deprive you of anything. Rather, He does so to protect you as His kid. Please listen as I read to you from Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Additionally, it states that, He who spared not His own Son but gave Him up for us all. How is it possible that He won't generously offer us everything along with Him? That verse mentioned God giving us something priceless. The author, the Apostle Paul, also questions what else God cannot give to us. Since nothing evil emanates from God, He will give us anything as long as it is good. It's common for folks to use phrases like, "It's how I feel," and, "I need to express myself or I'll burn." They claim it, however, in order to justify their lack of restraint. Therefore, it is untrue. Most of the time, what you have seen or heard is what causes your feelings. There will therefore be less activation of that sexual urge when you manage what your eyes see and hear with your ears. Because I am also human, I spoke less. And I am aware that being alone for a while might make you long for that sensation. Self-control is a fruit of the Spirit, nevertheless. Permit me to address my audience now. We date couples while we are single. Sexual desire is a real emotion that the devil can use against you. I suggest avoiding anything that seems evil. To safeguard both parties, sexual immorality should never be tolerated in dating relationships, especially between people who are attracted to one another. A man or woman who decides to engage in sexual immorality and give in to their carnal desire can experience consequences similar to those in David's life. You can see that, in most cases, sexual immorality does not result in other sins that might tarnish a person's life or testimony. Instead, it leads to other sins. The house of David had catastrophic occurrences with blood on the ground when King David gave in to his carnal urge by snatching another man's wife. That must be painful. Because of his son's lust for power, King David had to leave his castle at one point. That one deed, David, cost him three of his sons. The accuser of the brethren, often known as the devil, is highly cunning. He is not genuinely interested in seeing that wish fulfilled by you. However, he wants you to participate in the act so he may make your life more annoying. He has long-term goals, and he wants to steal and ruin everything that will go well for you. Keep an eye out for the traps set by the adversaries so that you don't lose the secret that God has given you in order to protect you in a generation. If you don't comprehend that, then imagine Samson, whose life and destiny were wrecked by the carelessness of a woman. Israel would now be at peace and safe from the hands of their enemies, and Samson would have lived longer. When you read the accounts of the people sex has harmed, you can see that their carnal desire governs them. If Samson had shown self-control, he would have run away from the immorality of sexuality. They are incapable of having clear thinking. Because of this, the Bible commands us to run, not merely to turn around and leave. David was never concerned about the repercussions if his wife was discovered to be with a subordinate. Similarly, Samson never considered the repercussions of telling a woman the strength-giving secret God had given him, despite her repeated requests, because a sensible man would have taken a moment to consider the implications. You may be confident that the devil is after what God can develop you become as a blessing to your world based on the story of those two characters in the Bible, not just after you. Therefore, the devil will attempt to use sexual sin to seduce you and divert you from your intended course into ruin. God's children should thus not worry. God will then grant you the grace to tame your body as you wait to get married. If you have previously sinned, you can beg for forgiveness, go back to the Lord, and decide to be pure.